Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God once again. On a day like today, God has given us the power to come once again. We're just so thankful. We invite all who are coming on the radio program tonight. And remember, God is Lord. Jesus is Lord. We have the authority to bind and loose. Tonight, we're going to be engaged by our beloved sister, Apostle Esther Limbrick, and she's going to be on the radio station, Can We Talk? And some of you are going to call in, want you to ask a question, we want to talk, Can We Talk? And she's going to go live in about 5 or 6, 7 seconds. She's going to go live and she's going to talk to you. Apostle Limbrick, are you there?
Yes. Praise
God
the Lord,
bless
I'm
you.
Here.
Go ahead. You on, go live. You're live.
Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for this radio show and the talk tonight is Can We Talk? Well, my subject tonight and with feedback from those that are listening, I have mine come with a question tonight. Can we talk? And I'm saying, can we talk? And the question I will present to you tonight is, how can we help the homeless and drug addicts? The homeless and drug addicts. And in my observation and looking at the Lord for it, these are some of their needs. Number one, they need a physical health checkup. Number two, they need to be educated about things and diseases and living on the streets. Number three, they need more compassion from us, the Christians, from the family of God for support. We don't want to just kick them to the curb as if they were dogs. We need to pray for them. Number four, drugs, ills, and evil spirits, and the ills of disease. And you might ask, where it comes from? It comes from witchcraft. Witchcraft. The Jezebel. The control. So, one more, number five, drugs, ills, and evil. And you say, how? Think about it. How many of you know that husbands have forsaken children, mothers, wives, drugs, hours, and hours?
Yes, right.
And so you will not have any hours before him. Number six, need to know Jesus and be educated of his signs, wonders, and miracles. And what I mean by that, if you drove out when Jesus comes, he going to be got to church and left you behind. And guess what? The drug addicts will be lost because they drugged out. They don't even know he came. All right? So the seventh one I want to talk about to them and others that are listening, let your mind be transformed into Christ. So that's what I want to talk about. Can we talk?
We talk.
Is there anybody else want to add to Can We Talk or give some solutions? It's your time. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Can
glory
we talk
to
tonight?
Oh.
Can we
Amen.
Talk? It's about
talk
drugs.
Tonight.
It's
yeah.
about drugs. The answer to drugs, I mean, those were good. You went over them so quick. You might want to go slow again with number one was homeless drugs called, what you mentioned was the things that drugs cause. And yeah, and you, I like the way you did it.
Me too.
The first one was the needs. I said the needs. What do they need? Number one, they need a physical, get to the doctor. And number two, I said, educate them about drugs. Teach them about the disease they can catch sleeping on the street. That's for the homeless. Number three, us. This is for us. For us to have more compassion from family for support. Family with family, there should not be any homeless people out here. It should not be. But drugs, I said, is an evil spirit.
Yeah.
And I said, it comes from witchcraft.
And
I said, drugs are an idol. And I said, how many husbands have forsaken children, wife, mother, anybody for that big demon called drugs? To know Jesus and be educated.
Right. I got that one.
Signs and wonders and miracles. They're not even looking up. Right now, I could tell you, if you went to the drug addict on the street today, right now, he doesn't even know there's a Harvey out there, a storm coming. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
I mean, he doesn't care. All he care about is some more drugs right now.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
That is, be you transformed. I know somebody probably knows just where that scripture is found, that your minds be transformed. And that's what needs to happen to the homeless and the drug addicts. And I put two different ways of slash, I say homeless and then drug addicts, because all homeless people are not drug addicts.
No,
some homeless people have lost all self-esteem. You know? They have lost So that's why I asked the question tonight, how can we talk? I mean, let's talk. And then I said, how can we help? What can we do, God? I'm not talking to only to one person. I'm saying, what can we do? And that's what I mean from my heart. What can we do? So I ask if anybody else want to come in. It's your time. Thank you. And I have a grand lady that's over here tonight. Thank you.
Well, truly, they're saying that the drug epidemic is billions of dollars. It's because of hopelessness, most likely. The addiction, like you said, everything you did was perfect. The beginning and the ending of it is we all need Jesus. Even though there have been people who have professed to have Jesus, but that drug, there was a song out many years ago, and it was a very nice beat, and it goes very slow, and he tells you about, and he's describing the drug, what the drug does, and what it'll make you do. I can't remember who sung the song, but it was very, very well done. It'll make you cuss your mama and make you kill your mama and make you kill yourself. I can't remember who did the song, but it would have been very good if we had it to play in the background tonight for this here Can We Talk? Because drugs, and sister, and brother, there is nobody's family that has escaped being affected by these drugs. That's the only thing that should have been number eight. Everybody is affected by the results of drugs, some way or another. Not you
That's
personally
true.
Or not me personally, but somebody in our family. But then that is what S-I-N is. Everybody
yes.
is affected by S-I-N. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can we talk? Hallelujah.
Can we talk? And how can we help? Can we talk? We don't want to just talk. How can we help, God? Give us your answer tonight, Father. We're waiting on you.
What's the question, Mother? Sister?
Yes.
Well, what's the question is,
how can we help the homeless and the drug addicts that's on the street? And even our city leaders is talking about it too. So we asking God tonight, what can we do to help? And I'm talking to the family of God. And I'm saying, Father, what can we do? Now, I just put it out there, risk. Sometimes we have to take a risk, just like in the book of Esther. She had to take a risk to save her people. In other words, when she went down to the king, she had no signs of wonder that he was going to let her scepter down. But she said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to do something to save my people. So can we talk?
Mm-hmm.
How can we help?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question, sister, because really, you know, like I said, I'm a trucker. But anyway, I see it all the time, and I just wondering why that, you know, we can put millions of dollars in everything else, you know, that we do, and we
mm-hmm.
can't just help the homeless. And it is something to, and it's really, and then you, and some of them really, really need help. We're not talking about
yeah.
the ones that don't want it, mother. You know what I'm saying, sister? We don't want to talk about the one that won, but some of them really, really need help. And, you know, and that's really good because that's just to show you that you have compassion. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? That when you have compassion for, you know, for his people, you know, whatever, and that just, you know, and when you go and you go up under some of the bridges and you see some of the things like, and I mean, like they really just living now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they can find a bridge. And I mean, even in the cold, me being a trucker, you know, I could just go up on the bridge and I stop at a stoplight and
yes.
I just say, you know what? I say in the name of Jesus, I say, Lord, I just wish you could just help those people
yes,
that's out in the cold, you know, whatever. And it's good when, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, they might pass by, what have you, you know, and say, well, you know, well, they want to be on that because they want to be. No, that's not really the answer all the time. I think a lot, like you were saying, like you were saying, sisters, that, you know, like, you know, when we can just, you know, what can, you know, and it's really sad to say we can put millions and billions of dollars in stuff that's unnecessary, but we can't go out and put millions and billions of dollars, you know, for the homeless people. And, you know, we all, just like we are right now, we all, God gave us a second chance when God saved us. God gave us a second chance, you know what I'm saying? So the thing about it, when he gave us a second chance, those people is doing the same thing. They want a second chance. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want a second chance too, and that's all it's gonna take is that they give them just one more, you know, they just give them one more chance. You know what I'm saying? Just another chance, and I think that's what it's all.
Yes, you know, brother, you're right on the timetable of God, and I'm gonna say this: I've been pregnant with a vision for the homeless and the addicts. And it's right over there off of Beltway 8 where the parole office is. It's a man over there for sale. The sign is up for sale. And the Lord has put on my heart, it would be so beautiful if we, the saints of God, all over would come together
yes,
and buy that
yes,
land.
Yes,
and we would
yes,
put some
yes,
little small
yes.
cottages on that land and give those that have made parole and out of prison, ex-drug addicts, a place to stay, to be on their own, because
right.
they are mistreated when they come to their relatives, they mistreat you because they've done them so much harm before, and they don't trust them, and they treat them like
dirt.
Okay,
yeah,
they
dirt.
Go to their ex-wives, and maybe if women go to their ex-husbands, they don't treat them like they should. They treat them like, look, I'm the boss.
Mm-hmm.
You just got out of prison. They don't treat them right. Okay?
That's right.
And so
that's right.
They go, they try to get something for themselves, and the door is closed. You got to go through so much red tape to just get a job. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say somebody try to help you, like me or you. They can't even get an apartment on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do the drug addicts do? Or what do the homeless do? They just say, the heck with it. I'm going back to at least I can beg on the streets and get enough money to get some more drugs, and I can give me a hamburger from McDonald's. So
yeah,
what can you do?
Yes. You know.
Can we
ever think about? I know a lot of times, you know, we might do a fast for God. A lot of times we might get on a job, or we might get in a situation where that we can't get nothing to eat until, like, you might get caught up in something and say, well, I have made, I'm trying to get something to eat. And, you know, and eventually after about maybe those 7 or 8 hours or whatever, you're going to get you something to eat. But think about the people that want something to eat and can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And just think about it. If we, you know, like I said, I can go a long time, and I say, you know what, God, if I can just get me just some crackers, you know, just to give me a cracker or something to put in my
plate.
But God opened up a door, and I can be able to go. But those people out there, think about it. You know, they go, they don't have water, it's hot, you know, with the weather. But do we ever just think about that and say, you know what, God, you know what, when we sometimes might miss a meal, but those people miss meals for days until, you know, they have to go out and try to, like, they go out and did you, you know, and I find people that's so bugging and ignorant when I say, and then I'll be with people and I say, why you give him $5? Because undoubtedly he must needed it. And I say, well, you know what he's going to go do with it. I said, that's not my problem. That's not my problem, what he's going to do with it. It's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? It's a godly, you know, when you got compassion and when you got, see, Jesus is love. You know, he loves, you know,
on,
if you got
brother.
Love
come
within
on.
You, if you got love within you, you're not going to care about it. You're not going to care about it. You just got paid. You mean tell me you just got paid. You pull up under this bridge or you pull up in the stop sign and this lady with two little kids or whatever come out there. And then you mean to tell me that you don't have compassion for them? You think that she's not going to do drugs. She's going to try to go and maybe get some money enough money to feed her two kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and what have you. So, I mean, this is what, you know, and it's just really that, you know, we're talking about this, you know what I'm saying, and what have you, but, you know, just like God gave us another chance, you know what I'm saying, when he saved us, when we was out there in the world, and God, you know, we got, you know, God saved us, and he turned us around. He gave us a second chance. Those people out there,
it's just a second chance.
A second chance. You know, if we could just go out there and take maybe 200 people, and take 100 of them and go out there and help them and try to get them a place and get them a place to stay in a job. How many people, you know, out of those 200 people, maybe the other 100 might stray away, but those 100 people, and then on top of that, how many is going to come to God? Oh, don't y'all get me started here. How many is going to come to God? Because you don't know what, you know, you be looking at backsliders. We don't know the situation, you know, a backslider.
Amen.
You know, whatever.
Amen.
We don't know the reason why they backslid. We don't know. It could be like they was thrown away. It could be that, you know, they were staying with someone and whatever. We don't know what the situation is, but those people out there,
exactly.
We don't know if they're out there under that bridge praying. We don't know how they got out there, you know what I'm saying? But we're not out there, but God opened up a door for us to come, you know, to be passionate, you know, and have the love to go out and want to be a blessing to those people. And this is good. This is a good thought. This is a good lesson here. This is really good.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Brother,
in the name of Jesus.
I thank God for your excitement about it, because guess what? While you were sick, the anointing hit me like a light bulb. And this is what God said. You asked the question, how can we help? He said, we can help by marching for the homeless.
Yes.
Okay. He said, go to all of these churches and the pastors and the leaders and set a date aside, and we're going to say, we're marching for the homeless. Even if we want to, the Holy Ghost didn't say this part, but if we want to get a bucket and collect funds for them, to get that land, we can. But it's time to stop talking, and it's time to be a doer. And we can right in the area where the homeless is. I know on my side of town, it's FM 1960. But it's all over here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For them.
Yes,
Lord. We don't have signs that say we love our people. Because I guarantee you, some of your answers out there on the streets.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Our people. Yes.
We love our people. Our people. It doesn't matter what color. You know, love is done. We you know, we can't get caught up neither. We can't get caught up in color. We can't do we already dealing with that already. We're dealing with hate right now, you know what I'm saying?
And what's happening
right now, it doesn't matter what color, you know, it doesn't matter what color they is. You know, God is not of color. You know what I'm saying? God is of love. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Whether they white, whether they African, whether they Spanish people or whatever, they need help. They need help. And they need our help. They need our help.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's not of color. It's not love is not all about color. It's love is what you is what you can do. You know, what God can be, what God put you know, added to your life, because when he saved us, you know what, he loved us. You know what I'm saying? When he saved us, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I ask you a question, and all on the mind that can be done. Think about it. How many churches that God has blessed and they got land, but what do? They have three or four buildings. When they outgo one, they build another. When they outgo another, they build another one. And they get the showroom, the theater room, the basketball court. But do you see any of them building new colleges?
That's right. That's right.
The homeless?
That's right, the homeless.
Something wrong, y'all.
Yes,
can
Lord.
Talk?
Yes, yes, yes. Can we talk about
and
it? Yes,
we put
Lord.
All our money into that bucket for them to help.
Right.
God's
right.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what
fill
I've been saying.
And we fill it up. And we fill it up. We fill it up. Yes, ma'am. We fill
that's
up that bucket.
That's what I've been
yes,
telling y'all.
We fill up that bucket.
I mean,
fill it up.
If you don't even go by the word to had a feel. In Deuteronomy, he said, they had a potter's field that they were supposed to take wheat, barley, meat, a tenth of everything to the field for the poor to glean. That's one thing. But people have chosen, 1 Corinthians, to be ignorant. The Bible, they want to just willingly be ignorant. Like you just said a while ago, brother, said a lot of people will say, well, I just pay my tithe. I don't. Somebody might point out, well, the pastor's driving a big new car and he this and that. I don't care what he do with it. That ain't my business. My business. But it is. It is. Because there
That's
was
right.
never a thing to just give tithe just to give. It was also. It was all. It always had a purpose, except when Abraham, and so that, and if a church ain't doing that, you really wait. You know, there's
your
a scripture that most people.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. It say, in vain do they worship me. There's people worshiping God in vain. We talk about the Muslims, the Buddhists, and the Hindus, but there's people who actually serve God because they don't want to know God. They just want to do things that's going to get just like Ali. He was doing good deeds so he could go to heaven, y'all. You can't go to heaven by just doing good deeds. My heart broke when his wife said that. She said, he does all these good deeds, thinking that's going to get him to heaven. How are he going to go to heaven when he rejected God's only gift, the major gift? He didn't take the ticket. Jesus is the ticket. You can't get in the door without the ticket. Jesus is the ticket.
I like that. You sure. I like that. I got to put that in my memo. Jesus is the ticket.
The Lord just gave it to me.
What about the football game?
Yeah, the Lord just gave me that one.
I got to use it.
Mr. Lord, he is coming soon. He's coming.
Yes.
And those that are watching, you've got to be watching. And even to this Harvey storm that we waiting on.
Yes, it's coming.
God going to do something that's going to shake the world. Because it's
yes, he is.
And even to the storm, God is saying, us, you got compassion? Go get those homeless people from under the bridge off the streets. And try to help them get off the street. Let them know. They're not looking at no TV. They're not looking about no storm coming.
May I come in?
Yes, sir.
I've been listening. Many much prayer. One of the things I would say, when we look at the spiritual aspect of it, Jesus said, when I was hungry,
Oh God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that remembrance.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
So what we need to do is, and I noticed down in Houston where they had all the homes to move from under the overpass, so the judge came in and said, Can't do it. Now the reason why the Bible says if a man goes in a store and if he goes and steals something, God said, don't punish him, forgive him, because he is hungry. And sometimes when I'm riding and I see people on the highway, and I said, Lord, should I give him some? I pray about it. I gave a person once some money one day. He said, thank you. The next thing I know is he got him a big old quark. See, some just want to drink, but that's how the devil does things. But I want to say to all of us, the Bible tells you and I, see, God has brought us to a point in our lives where we can help the help and tell the untold. Can we help? Now, let me tell you something. Like the sister talking about all that land. Everything I've done is by faith move. Everything. Not just because somebody said I can't. I know what the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, told me I can do. When I couldn't have a radio station, I got the radio station. When I couldn't have this, I got it. When they said I couldn't have this, I got it. I said, no, that ain't what God said. All things are possible to those who believe.
That's right. Then
I look at the word God said in the New Testament, where I live and dwell, he said, be confident. He said, have the confidence. This is the confidence that Willie Hunter has, that if I ask him anything, according to his will, not my will, not the president, but according to his will, he will give it to me. Why? Because I please him. See, you got to please God in the name of Jesus. One thing I've come to find out, you got to please him. Because God is a jealous God. He's a jealous God.
And Dr. Hunter,
and as I was
if you please God, listen to this. That was the words that Esther spoke in the Bible. She first came to the king, and she said, if it pleases you, I would like this done. Look at that respect to the king about pleasing. If it please you, and that's what we're crying out tonight, everybody on this radio, If it please you, God, how can we help? If it please you, God, do you want us to march? If it please you, God, not our will, thy will. You know, we have many ideas, God, but we want to be in your perfect will. We want to fulfill the scriptures that were just quoted a while ago. He said, if you were hungry, did you feed me? And then he left us with a word, if you do it as to the least one, you're like done it unto me. Oh, God.
Let me show some over on my radio station. See, I also put it on Facebook, what we're doing. And this is what I put on tonight. God be my witness. You can go on Facebook, willie.hunter.92, and you'll find the word. He also gave him a copy of the written decree for destruction, which is given at Shishun, but he might show it to Esther and explain to her, and that he commanded her to go to the king to make supplication unto him. And plead before him for our people.
My God. That is the hour we in. And this morning we talked about era, the time. We talked about the patriotic era. And right now, this is the era of time we are in. And God is allowed all these physical storms to come to wake up everybody, to smell coffee,
smell the roses and say what time.
You can't hardly go down these streets and people are robbing and killing people for more money for drugs or more money for a hamburger or whatever. And God said, what can we do to help them? The first one I said was they need a physical. We need some doctors to march with us. We need some doctors that say, come on to my clinic. If you don't have a card, I want to give you a free examination. We need some people that have love to educate these people and get them off the street.
Let me say this. One of the things I will make notice of, they was asking a question, why so many people young were dying of heart attacks? So some doctor began to do the research, and it's one of the oldest thing we have. But now this new medicine, this new technology, he went back. He says the E was the EKG. He said if you go back and trace everything. And he showed them how to do it. And they said, what? That's when they found out what's going on with your EKG. Now, what is that? Electrical what? Cardiograph. It goes and show you what's going on. And so when he went back and showed, he said, see, this was a man that believed in God.
Yeah.
See, there are a lot of people that are out there, and one thing I will say while you give me a flow for just a moment. We live in a country where there's so much jealousy from the president, both houses of Congress. Now, it affects us, and whatever law they make, it affects us. We have to follow that law. Now, one thing I'd always say, I'm not for taking the baby from the womb. And when they show a picture, they go ahead and do that, baby. A lot of people feel guilty. They feel guilty because they know they said, what? They would go and cut the baby's around the neck, squeeze it by the baby's neck, cut his head out, pull his brains out, and then suck him out. And they got it on proof. And so that proves to them. Those people in Washington are nothing but a bunch of liars. Then here comes the president talking about shutting down this whole country because he can't have his way. You got a big old baby up there that want to do nothing but just blow bad air, blow must, and don't do nothing. It's time for us to come to a point. We said, okay, said, be anxious. Now, we're not supposed to be anxious for nothing. But in every prayer and supplication, be thankful that I've been requesting Major God. I'm Father President. I want to see and make it. But if you're going to keep doing what you're doing, something needs to change.
Yes.
And you know what? Because I hear a lot of people say, we need to pray when you do things. And I said, well, come out, go hit the road when there's go feet down. I'm busy today. I don't have time. Let's go to the hospital. Well, you know, my day. So I'm a witness. I ask a lot of people, and they would just go out crazy. So I said, okay, I'll try to press them. I love them. And I thank God for them. But I also know this much. Because if you're not ready, they said, we're stopping the storm. Kenneth Copeland left me a message about the storm. I'm in agreement with you. You know what? That storm is coming to Texas. It's coming big time. Because a lot of people have not come to what God has said. The storm is coming this way.
And it's keep coming. It's going to keep coming until we get it right.
It's
right.
Already 115 miles already, and it's building its strength. I'm looking for about 200 miles. It's coming in.
It's
going to take those of righteousness. But you know what? Sometimes God heals the righteous, but he moves us out of the way. He protects the righteous.
Yes, Lord.
So the people can see
Lord.
And they will come to know him. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Answer to the Facebook and all. I'm looking at, like, I would love a head count on how many clergy we have in the city of Houston. And then ask the question, how many of you are willing to march for the homeless and the addicts? You know, I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking about people. Jesus.
Apostle
are they
Lester.
Really to march?
Apostle Lester? Yes, sir. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I'm a licensed and ordained minister and pastor three churches. And every time I try to get them to go do something, they don't want to do it. Here's why. Because
yes,
the preachers,
Lord.
The preachers looking at what's in it for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that, what's in it for me? What's
I
in it for
amen.
Me? And see, all of that
amen.
What's in it for me? And so I have stopped trying to argue with the pastor because I said, well, if I can't work on the inside, I'm going to work outside.
Mm-hmm.
Working
mm-hmm.
outside, I'll have more. I'm not trying to prove to nobody who I am. I know who I am. One thing I've come to understand in my last days, see a lot of people in Homestead Street here in Houston, you can go from Lee Road all the way to 610, and you're going to find these 30 different churches with 30 different denominations, 30 different people. And every one of them.
You mean hundreds, not 30.
I'm talking about Homestead. Homestead on from 59 to 16 where I live at. You go down and you can see them all. And every one of them got their own philosophy. Every one of them got their own doctrine. But when can we talk?
Here's another question. Can we talk?
Can we talk? No, they don't want to talk.
Okay, here's the question. Where is another leader like we had? Another leader like Martin Luther King? He had followers. He had supporters. When he called a march or whatever, he had. And I'm saying, Lord, where's that leader in Houston, Texas? And I'm going back to our lesson this morning. We're talking about that chaotic leader, that man is supposed to be the father of the nations. And where is our leader that we would feel drawn by the anointing to follow and march?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, brother. You have a lot of people, and I know because I've tried many times to get the ministers together. I've tried many times to look, and they always say, "What's in it for me?" I say, "We can help the Lord with the church to do this and do that." They don't know they want it in their pockets. And every now and then, because when I find out a man going to come to Houston, I know he has a great ministry. It heard the word it's going to cost $100,000 for him to come to Houston. To do what?
Watch this. Maybe God sending him to Houston to lead the march.
Come on,
not to collect $100,000 from the people. Come and give us $1,000 to get that land and open up some cottages for these homeless folks. That's
you know what though? You know what though? I'm gonna put it to you like this here. When I was young, I had to learn how to work. And the Bible told me when I was young, Jesus said, he said, "You want to work for me? Come and work." He brought some in at the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, and the fourth hour. He only said I would pay them the same amount of money, but everybody started complaining. Well, this is coming but 30 minutes in work. He getting paid the same thing I am. Well, God said, you agreed to it. See, when you agree to something, you have to follow through on it.
Amen.
And I've agreed to come in, and I don't care what they say, I'm going to do what I have to do. And so one of the things I will say more than anything in the world is that when we come to a point in our lives, we made it known to everybody that's on the radio station throughout this whole nation, can we talk?
Send
emails and text everybody, can we talk? And I'm going to tell you what's going on. Our voice is the only voice that they can hear. Our word is the only one they can hear. A lot of people don't want to be brought into correction. They don't want the correction.
I know what you're saying, Doctor. All you can hear from the leadership. The Bible say the poor gonna always be rich. That's what you hear from us.
Yeah.
You don't hear no compassion behind that statement. You know, and I'm not talking about all, because there are some people out there have the same heart that we have. But we are tonight. That's what I'm saying. Can we talk? My heart we plant a seed now in the ground, and for that leader that I'm talking about, he come forth. Come forth. Come out of his closet. Mm-hmm. Come out of the prayer closet. I want that leader to catch this vision right now. See, I'm working it, but I want the leader, the male patriarch, to catch the vision.
Pray about it. Maybe he's still calling you in your last
Stop it.
Hey, we all at the end of the road. We ain't got nothing to lose.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm a person like this. God has blessed me with his anointing, and he gave me a heart long time ago for homeless people. So I have put up a party.
Me too.
I have slept in the church with 20 men by myself. I have been for homeless. I've done. But now I'm at a point of almost 80, and I'm asking God for the seed we sowed this morning about where the picture got it. Right, amen.
Well, see, that's the question. See, that's the question. That's why the Bible says you women know how to get those men in. Now, come on now, let's put that hammer on that nail and knock it in. Y'all know how to get those men in.
I know
we got a sister on the line with us. Sister, you got something to say with us? You on the line with us? Sister, you there?
I'm listening.
Yeah, okay. Ain't this something?
Yeah.
Women have the right. A lot of people don't know it.
Yeah.
Women control everything.
Yeah.
Don't
fool
yourself,
man.
My wife will come in there and can throw a look at me and let me know she's upset at me. And I say, oh, my God, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Women, they control.
But
we got to stand firm.
God invented that woman, didn't he? And we trying to change it. God invented that woman, and we using Eve for Steve. Oh, come on now, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, God
my
created
God.
The woman. Now that I went out there and tried to change that woman, Lord, let me stop. Oh, God, help me. Go on. Yes, Lord.
Now,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
This morning, we had a woman who was a teacher rabbi was on CNN this morning. And a lot of folks said, my woman, a rabbi? I said, wait a minute. You know what? Did you read the Bible? Some men feel threatened by that position.
Mm-hmm.
They got some women can teach. So, oh, my God, I know some women can teach. They can teach your socks off. And so a lot of them will sit back and watch you what you do. And some women study you. They study your weakness. They study your strength. But
yeah.
You never let them know
mm-hmm.
what your strength and your weakness is. You'll never know
mm-hmm.
my strength. You never know my weakness. Because I might say something like the fool, but you never know my strength. Because it's
yeah.
different. And I've come to learn that in my 70 years. One thing I've
mm-hmm.
come to understand, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, pray and supplication with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I'm going to let
yes,
my request
Lord,
be known to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm not going to. No. See, right now, we got some issues right here in Houston where there's different issues at a school. And so they're going to close up all the schools because they see that the storm is coming in. They're trying to do this, but everybody, like you said, made a place for the homeless. Nobody wants to feed them, and some of the homeless get out there don't want to go to work. I remember once
uh-huh.
I had a job for five people. I said, I will pay y'all $25 an hour. Come with me. One guy told me, thought, man, I'm losing money by doing that. But you mean you don't want to work? You're gonna make if you're gonna waste 10 hours, you're gonna make $250. Can you? So I was gonna pay them, but I went and got some other race of people and hired them, and they did the job.
Uh huh. Well, amen.
People don't
wanna
work.
Amen.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
We learn how to paint. We learn how to paint. We learn how to work on cars. We learn how to work on electricity. We learn those things.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
This young generation,
yes, yes, we
help
do.
Me out here. Help me out here. They don't
yes.
want to do nothing.
Yes, sir. Come on, Dr. Hunter. Yes, sir, Dr. Hunter.
They don't want to say, well, I'm gonna come cut the yard. I said, get your lawnmower, a blower, and an acre. And you can make you $20 a day. Go in there and fix the yard up. Somebody's going to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, well, when can you come back and do it? Because it's a difference.
Uh-huh.
It's a difference
mm-hmm.
in how it looks. And
mm-hmm.
I know when I do a yard, I know how to do a yard. Because I'm
yes,
always jealous of what
you.
I've done. And you're going to
yes,
say,
Lord,
can you come back to our team? You are sure
yes, Lord,
I can.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's what I tell
yes,
my
Lord.
Son and my daughter. Do the best you can. You never yes. know. watch that. When I watch the car, when I shine the car, they say, how you do that, man?
Uh-huh.
Because it's always an effort. And I say this to a listener. Can we talk? And one thing she put down there about, let me see here, compassion. We have to show, I like what she said, we have to show a lot of compassion. And a lot of men don't want to show compassion on the women.
That's
when I
true.
Told the man I said, well,
that's
I got some sisters, and they said, what are these widows? What are you helping the widows? I said, the Bible said we should help those widows.
Right.
Man, where you find that? I said, do you read your Bible? If you read your Bible, you're going to get a blessing. That widow is
right.
Open
that's
the
right.
Under. That widow's going to pray
right.
for you.
Yeah.
When everybody cut your throat, she's going to be right there praying for you.
Oh,
my God. I'm going to shut up my mouth. I'm going to shut up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
I'm going to
propose. Listen. We haven't heard from the listeners out there is how can we help? So we talked. Can we talk? But we want some answers now. Anybody out there can say, what can we do?
Sometimes we can start in our own neighborhood.
Okay.
That's right.
And about because, you know, you have people right there in your neighborhood. Be sitting
yes.
on the phone,
that's right.
homeless or whatever. You
yes,
know.
Lord. Yes,
pass
Lord.
By, give
yes,
them
Lord.
Water. Give them a, take them a little plate.
Yes, Lord.
Food.
Yes,
up,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I remember
yes, Lord.
The times
yes,
when
Lord.
I think I was
yes,
just,
Lord.
I hadn't had my kidney transplant yet, but me and my friend used to go down to Galveston Beach and take them. It was cold. We'd take them blankets and socks and stuff like
uh-huh.
that. And we would,
uh-huh.
people in the apartment complex would donate this stuff. We told them what we was doing, and they donated the
uh-huh.
stuff, and we would take it down
yeah.
there. And then we had clothes that we would take to the shelter called, it's called Escape. And they would feed the people. They didn't charge them nothing. The people come there and get blankets, and we would take clothes down there. See, that's
mm-hmm.
helping. Sometimes some you can't get down there, but you got something you can send with somebody to help pass
that's
out.
That's right. That's right. Praise God.
So,
that's right.
You know,
mm-hmm. That's right.
And Shelter Arms and Star of Hope. We can always take stuff to Star of Hope.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing too, because I have a friend always giving me clothes, always, and I'm always getting it out to people, always getting it out. People give me stuff. I say, because you know what to do with it. Yeah, because I'm going to give it to somebody that need it and, you know,
right.
take it to the place where they accept that. And I know those people need that stuff, and they give it out to those people.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's right. Yeah.
I ain't trying to take it over there to the greedy people. I'm giving
right.
it to
no.
the people,
amen.
People that I know that's going to get it, and they're going to issue
yes.
out to those people that need clothes, that's living on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
one time I had a bicycle and the guy said he needed a job and he
right.
couldn't get around. I gave him the bicycle. Somebody stole my bicycle and the Lord allowed me to get it back, that same bicycle, get it back, and I end up getting the bike back and then giving it to a homeless man.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
One more question and I'm finished for what I have to say. One more question tonight. Those
yes,
that are listening, wherever you are, can you help? Now, when I say can you help, I'm crying out for those that have the ability, administrative ability, those who have knowledge on finding out how to get the land over there next door to the Texas Department of Correction. What do we do? Who do we propose this to? I need help. We need administrative help. The people that know just how to do all of that, and it'll bring us to, let's just not talk. Let's be a doers of the word. So if there's anybody out there that have that kind of abilities and skills and to do it. Help us. Help us. Help us show some love. Help us. And one word of wisdom to the women of God out there, from the book of Esther, the first thing Esther used was respect. And she used the word, if it please you. And we women have to come back and be in our place too. We have to always honor the man with, if it pleases you to do this. And if you try this, I guarantee you most men will humble themselves so quick because you respected them and you gave them the honor of being the head. So I thank y'all tonight for what God had put in my heart to share, and I give God the glory. Amen.
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 Well, this one thing
Amen.
Well, this one thing I would say to us and all of us tonight, we just thank God once a time. We've all been together for this whole 2 weeks, and we watched God do some things. But one of the things, I have a book that I'll be reading on. It says, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we choose life. When we choose life, we are redeemed. We are redeemed from curse. Come on, and the law. And I tell people, because you have been, and people say, well, the curse, the generation of curse. If a person not saved, they are under the generation of curse. Hello,
right,
somebody.
Right.
Yes.
And
that's
so
right.
We
Amen.
Try to do
that's
the thing
right.
about. And so when they're under the curse of the generation of curse, see, a lot of people want to pray for them. How am I going? I want to first, one thing, are you saved? That's the first thing I want you to understand.
That's
and I'm
the
about
first
being
thing.
Are you saved? If you're
Amen.
Saved, we're going to pray for you. Because why should
mm-hmm.
I waste a prayer for you when you're not going to come and undo it? A lady praying for a date and for a man kind of into witchcraft. And I said, brother,
mm-hmm.
if you want to go on in witchcraft, go on. We can't stop you. We can't stop you if you want to do it. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the lady with mm-hmm. the lady 1787. Would you close us out tonight? Your last phone number, 1787. Would you close us out tonight? Amen.
Yes. Father,
okay.
in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to thank you right now, Father. We thank you for all that's been said. And, Father, you already know the condition of what they're asking for. Begin to put the people in the path of this lady that's asking for this land, about the land, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And, Lord, you know the right people to send. Send them her direction.
Let it happen.
Send people,
oh, God,
in direction in these last and evil days, God, because, God, we're trying to build your kingdom. We're trying to get the kingdom, God. Send the people, God. Send the people, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I decree it right now in the name of Jesus that they start coming right now, calling this station, saying, what can I do? What can I do? I know so-and-so that can do this. God, begin to send them right now in the name of Jesus. Put it on their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you for it, and we bless your holy name right now in Jesus' name. And, God, thank you for the listeners, God. Thank you for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Remember my
Hallelujah.
Word. I love you. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until the next time, God bless you. Peace.
Yes,
God bless y'all. God bless
you. Oh, yes,
love
Lord.
Y'all.
Yes, Lord. Uh-huh.
Amen.